これから2023年度第2回国連英検 B 級のリスニングテストを始めます。
1. Directions. You will hear 10 statements or questions. For each statement or question, choose the most appropriate response and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 1.
Do you know any good restaurants around here?
Number 2.Can you believe it's already Friday? Number 3.
I can't find my bike key.
Number 4. I'm going on vacation next week.Number 5.
I've been feeling a bit under the weather lately.
Number 6. Would you like some more coffee? Number 7.
Let's grab dinner sometime.
Number 8. He hasn't replied to my email. Number 9.
When should we start the project?
Number 10. Sorry to keep you waiting for so long.2. Directions. You will hear 10 short conversations. Choose the best answer for each follow-up question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 11.
Hi, how may I help you today?
I bought this costume a few days ago, but I realized I had bought the wrong size. Do you have this in a large?
I'm afraid we're out of stock of the large size here.But if you go to our website, you can order it from our online store.
Question. Where is this conversation most likely taking place? Number 12. Hi, I wanted to talk to you regarding the noise coming from your house last night. The music was really loud.And it kept me up past midnight.
I'm so sorry. We were having a little get-together with some friends. I didn't realize it was that loud.
Well, it was quite disruptive. And to be honest, this isn't the first time either. It seems like there's always some noise coming from your place at odd hours. Question. What is most likely the relationship between the man and the woman?Number 13.
Excuse me, do you know what's happening? I thought we were supposed to board 20 minutes ago. Have they made any announcements?
The lady at the counter said something about a technical issue with the aircraft. They're trying to fix it as soon as possible, but she said it'll take at least an hour.
That's not good. I have a business meeting set up right after we arrive. Looks like I might have to reschedule.
Question. What will the woman most likely do next? Number 14. So, what do you enjoy about living in the States?
Well, for one, I have a much better work-life balance here than when I was in Japan. The salary is much higher, too. Oh, And in the community hospital where I work, I meet patients and medical professionals from many diverse backgrounds. They're all so different from me, so I never get bored.
Seems like you really like living and working in the U.S. Good for you. Question. What does the woman not mention about life in the States? Number 15.
So you said you're a data scientist. I'm not quite familiar with that line of work. What exactly do you do?
Basically, I take information and turn them into useful insights. For example, imagine we have a bunch of information about people buying ice cream. I look at that data and figure out which flavors are most popular during different seasons, which age group tends to buy what type of ice cream, or if there's a connection between hot weather and ice cream sales.
I get it. So you analyze the data to understand why things happen.
Question. What is the main topic of this conversation? Number 16.
I've been getting tons of business inquiries from clients in Mexico, and it takes me forever to reply to them in Spanish.
Have you tried using AI chatbots to help translate your emails from English into Spanish?
Really? They can do that? Can the translations be trusted, though?
Question. What does the woman think about the man's suggestion? Number 17. I tried making poached eggs for breakfast today, but it didn't turn out well.
I've read some tips on how to achieve that perfect poached egg. You have to crack the egg into a cup first, pour vinegar into the water, and make sure not to use boiling water.
Thanks. I'll try it again using these techniques. Question. Which of the following was not mentioned as a way to make the perfect poached egg? Number 18. Did you read about those surgeons who used virtual reality technology to separate conjoined twins in Brazil?
Of course. My company is the one that developed the very technology they used. I wasn't directly involved in the development, but a lot of my colleagues were. And they said it was one of the most challenging but rewarding projects they've ever worked on.
Wow, that's incredible. You must be so proud to work at such a great company. Question. What sort of company does the woman probably work at? Number 19.
Mr. Johnson, guess what? I got the scholarship.
Wow, that's fantastic, Mia. Congratulations. I'm really happy for you. You worked hard and your dedication paid off.
Well, your support and guidance during the application process made all the difference. Thank you so much for helping me polish my essays and practice for the interviews.
Question. Which of the following statements is true based on this conversation? Number 20. Do you believe in UFOs and aliens?
Of course. Did you not see that recent news report about how the government announced that they have biological evidence of the existence of aliens? They also said they have in their possession alien spacecraft as well.
What? Really? When was this? This is the first time I've heard of this. I guess it wasn't a good idea to go on vacation on a remote island for a whole month. Question. Which of the following statements is true based on this conversation? 3. Directions. You will hear 5 conversations. After each conversation, you will hear 2 follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following conversation. I was watching the news this morning and saw that there was a volcanic eruption in Tonga that triggered tsunami waves and cut off internet and communication on the island.
Yes, I saw some news about it too. It sounds like the volcanic dust contaminated a lot of their water supply.
That's right. They're going to need a lot of humanitarian assistance from nearby countries.
I think Australia and New Zealand are on standby to help.
Anyway, it's a reminder of nature's power and unpredictability. Number 21. According to the conversation, what was one of the immediate effects of the volcanic eruption? Number 22. What did this incident make the man realize? Questions 23 and 24 are based on the following conversation.
I want to visit Venice for my next vacation, but I heard the city is facing some serious issues, so I'm rethinking it.
Oh, really? What's going on?
Well, according to UNESCO, Venice is facing permanent damage due to climate change, tourism, and new construction work. They're even considering putting it on the World Heritage in Danger list.
That's troubling. I know rising sea levels have always been a worry for Venice, especially with its canals.
Exactly. In 2019, floods caused about $1 billion in damage. And mass tourism is a huge concern, too. Even though they've banned large cruise ships from entering the city center, millions of tourists still visit each year, and that puts a huge strain on the city.
Number 23. According to the dialogue, what is one reason why Venice is facing permanent damage? Number 24. What impact did the floods in 2019 have on Venice? Questions 25 and 26 are based on the following conversation. Mom, I've been thinking about what to do after I graduate, and I'm really considering doing a working holiday in South Korea.
A working holiday in a foreign country right after high school? Are you sure about that?
I know it won't be easy, but I'd get to travel, learn about a new culture, and earn some money at the same time. I think it could help me grow and become more independent.
But you'll be far away from home all by yourself. Besides, what about college?
I've talked to the school counselor, and they said that this kind of experience can actually be valuable on a college application. Number 25. What does the man not mention as his reason for wanting to work in South Korea? Number 26. How does the woman feel about the man's idea? Questions 27 and 28 are based on the following conversation. I've been having trouble sleeping lately, and it's affecting my work and daily life. Can you prescribe me some sleeping pills?
I'm sorry to hear that. Can you tell me more about your sleep patterns?
Well, I have trouble falling asleep at night because I keep on thinking about all these work and personal projects I have to finish. And then, even when I do fall asleep, I wake up multiple times throughout the night.
I see. Okay, so before we consider medication, let's talk about your lifestyle, stress levels, and any other factors that might be contributing to your sleep issues.
I've been under a lot of stress at work, and I've tried relaxation techniques, cutting out caffeine, and creating a bedtime routine, but nothing seems to help. Number 27. Which of the following is probably true based on this conversation? Number 28. What has the man not done to improve his sleep? Questions 29 and 30 are based on the following conversation. Have you heard about the massive garbage patch in the Pacific Ocean? It's unbelievable how much plastic waste is out there.
Oh, yes. I saw a documentary about it a while ago. I heard it's the size of Mongolia.
Wow, I didn't know that. But apparently, there are 46 different animal species living on the plastic in the patch.
That doesn't sound good.
Well, it's not entirely clear whether these species will negatively affect the ocean's ecosystem. But what scientists do know is that they're competing with ocean species for food. And they're even eating each other. We need to find a way to clean this thing up as quickly as possible. Number 29. What is the main topic of this conversation? Number 30. How does the woman feel about the situation? Four. Directions. You will hear two short talks. After each talk, you will hear five follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 31 through 35 are based on the following talk.
Thank you for joining our Effective Communication Seminar Series. Throughout these next few days, you will be learning different skills that will help you become a better communicator, both in your personal and professional life. In today's seminar, we are going to be talking about how to be a good listener. Most people think that being a good listener involves just staying quiet and giving your attention to the speaker. But in today's seminar, we'd like to introduce a different framework to listening, something called reflective listening. So what exactly is reflective listening? It goes beyond just hearing words. It's about immersing yourself in the speaker's perspective, emotions, and intentions. The first technique in reflective listening is to create a welcoming environment. You can do this by giving the listener your full attention, maintaining eye contact, and showing empathy, such as by nodding or mirroring their words or body language. The second technique involves paraphrasing or summarizing what the speaker said by using your own words. This demonstrates that you understand their message and emotions. It also helps the speaker to confirm that their intended message has been conveyed accurately.
Number 31. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 32. What is the purpose of this talk? Number 33. Which of the following was not mentioned in the talk as an example of creating a welcoming environment? Number 34. What is the second technique mentioned in this talk? Number 35. Which of the following is true about this talk? Questions 36 through 40 are based on the following talk. Hello, everyone. Today, we're diving into the fascinating stories of two remarkable individuals who shaped the destiny of the United States, Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson. Benjamin Franklin was a statesman, but he was also a genius inventor. He gave us the lightning rod, which keeps buildings safe from lightning strikes. He even made bifocal glasses so people could read and see far away without changing glasses. And let's not forget the Franklin stove, which revolutionized how we heat our homes. You probably know Thomas Jefferson as the third president of our country. But did you know he could also speak in four languages? English, French, Italian, or Latin? And read in two more languages, Greek and Spanish? He even designed the modern-day swivel chair to make his work easier while writing the Declaration of Independence. These individuals were curious about how the world works. But not only that, they were confident that even if they weren't an expert in something, they could still figure it out. Sadly, today's America seems to lack this spirit of intellectual curiosity and self-confidence. I'd like to encourage all of us here today to remember the curiosity and confidence of our founding fathers as we face our own adventures and discoveries in life. Number 36. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 37. Which of Benjamin Franklin's inventions was not mentioned in the talk? Number 38. How many languages could Thomas Jefferson speak? Number 39. What are the main purposes of this talk? Number 40. Which of the following would be the best title for this talk? This is the end of the listening comprehension section. Go on to the next section.